Hello, this is Elvira, and I welcome you to the Fruit Factory. We are a prophecy and teaching ministry, and I am the Lord's servant on this field. Today I'm going to be reading out the Lord's proclamation to true Israel. True Israel is not the people that the world considers Israel right now. True Israel are the people of the Lord that he speaks about in the Bible. And these people are still scattered around the four corners of the earth. They can be found in different communities around the earth, and you will notice that they are primarily people of African descent, because after they were expelled from Jerusalem, they fled, especially the tribe of Judah, fled towards Africa and then spread throughout Africa with a particular concentration in Central and West Africa. So when the slave trade happened, that was a punishment from the Lord towards true Israel, towards Judah particularly. And you can read about what the Lord had said would happen if the people of Israel did not preserve his statute. You can read about what would happen to them in Deuteronomy 28. You can even read in that chapter on verse 68 that he talks about sending them back into slavery on slave ships. There is no other community in this world who was sent out in vast amounts, in millions upon millions of people sent out on ships, apart from the people of Africa that resided around the western and central parts of the continent. True Israel today is spread out around the world. There are parts of true Israel that did not go into slavery, but remained in Africa. And there are also other parts of Israel that had fled in other parts of the world from the beginning. So they were never part of the African continent. You can find them in Asia. You can find them in the Americas. The original Indians, there was true Israel among them. So, with that out of the way, the Lord considers the current Israel, who are just a group of imposters, because they know that they are not true Israel, but they pretend and they lie like everything else. What is not surprising. Do you know how the Lord Jesus Christ calls them? He calls them the synagogue of Satan. So when you hear the synagogue of Satan, what else can be attributed to them other than lying? When the Bible tells us that Satan is the father of all lies, they are his children. You can read Revelation 2 verse 9 and Revelation 3 verse 9 to read what the Lord has to say about them. He calls them those who pretend to be Jews but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. So, with this explained, because I believe that that context was necessary, considering that this is the Lord's proclamation to his people, so his people must understand that they are the ones being addressed right now. So if you are a person of African descent and you are a descendant of the slave trade, you are Israel in the Caribbean islands and the different islands around the world where we were carried in slave ships. That is Israel. But there are other communities of dark-skinned black people. You find images and pictures of this all around the world, of original peoples that are so ancient in these different countries, like in India, in Japan, There is Israel in Japan. Yes, you heard that right. In Australia and all over Europe, may it be the original people. Yes, yes, yes. Israel fled all around the world. Even if it's just a small portion, there are some that survived. And then there is part of Israel that was sent to Europe during the colonial period. There is also part of Israel that just worked as slaves. And then there is part of Israel in Europe and the rest of the world that immigrated voluntarily to go and study, to go and work, and so forth. There is also part of Israel that ended up in the United States by voluntary immigration out of Africa. So, these are the people who the Lord is speaking to in this particular statement. And before I go into the statement, I would like, the Lord is asking me to give the context of my calling. My calling is to True Israel and the End Times Church, but primarily to Israel. You can go and read the statement that the Lord made at the end of the prophecy called The Treacherous Nation. I have published it here in audio, and it's also on the website. And you can read there what the Lord says Israel will have as a reaction to these prophecies that are upcoming, as a reaction to my ministry and to my election as a messenger of God to his people. I already know what's coming for me. But the Lord wants me to mention this specifically. He's telling to me right now, tell them that I selected you, I prepared you. Before you were born, it was you. I prepared you for this, and now I am sending you to speak to them. They need to know this. So I am mentioning it under the instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now I am going to be reading the statement itself that the Lord Jesus made me publish on July 30th, 2024. He gave it to me on that day and asked me to publish it on the same day. It has taken me a bit of time to record it because of the influx of prophecies that is very intense. But I'm doing my best to put it out as quickly as I can. So, thus says the Lord, Israel is my fruit. She's supposed to be my template to the world, and that she will be. I will heal her, transform her, and she will be reconciled to me. The words I spoke to her are truth, and they shall come to pass. They shall come to pass in the next few years under the sun. The world will watch, and they will see the splendor of my Israel. Nations will bow before you. You will heal the sick, feed the hungry, and give shelter to the homeless. You will be my people, and I myself will rule over you as your father and your king. I love you, Israel. I always have, and I have not forgotten you, and I will not forsake you. The world will testify of my greatness through you. Those days are close and not as far as you think. Repent, my people, and return to me. I will not despise a broken spirit and a sincere heart. Turn away from your evil ways and be reconciled to me. Hold unto me, Israel, and make me your dwelling place. Give up the idols and make me your God, and I will surely fulfill every single word I have ever uttered in your regard. I, the Lord God Almighty, have spoken, and so it will be. So this is the end of the Lord's statement to Israel. And as I was reading this statement, the Lord was telling me to read to you another part of a prophecy or a statement that he's given concerning this specific people and these upcoming prophecies that will be released through this ministry. So I am going to be reading this out to you under the Lord's instruction. I just need to find the prophecy. This is it. It was the Great Deception. The Great Deception, Part 1. This is what the Lord said and addressed to Israel in that particular prophecy. Right at the beginning, he made me write these words down, and he wants me to read these words out to you right now. And he's asking me to read also another part of his statement, still to Israel, that he included in another prophecy. So I'm reading this out to you. Thus says the Lord. My people are completely blind. They are arrogant and disrespectful. I have been bearing with their arrogance for far too long, and I am sending you, Elvira, to proclaim this truth to them, and they will listen. I will say it here before any of you use your hasty feet to run towards your demise. If you speak, comment, or even like a comment that is discrediting these words that I speak, I will strike you. You have been warned. I repeat, as this prophecy goes out from my daughter Elvira's mouth, who is my true prophet and scribe, I will not give you leeway to exude all of your ignorance, disrespect, and arrogance. I will strike you, and I will do so because of your unbelief. Therefore, whatever you may be thinking in your head, keep it in your head. The things that you think you can say to my prophets and get away with are folly. To Judah, Elvira is the one I have sent as my messenger to you and all of true Israel. Like the Ezekiels and Jeremiahs or the Haggais, Zephaniahs and Zechariahs. Don't think that you can do to her what you have been doing to the others so far and getting away with. If a tongue raises against her and the things I give her to speak, that tongue will pay the price, not from her, but from me. I will be twice as hard with you because I gave you twice the amount of grace and blessing than I did to your brothers. Whatever you may be feeling in your heart, keep it there. The tongue that will exalt itself above my words will be cut off. You have been warned. You are hard-headed and cold-hearted people. You have always been like this. I know you, Israel. But when I am done with you, the small remnant from among you will surely see the land of the promise, as I have always promised and will surely fulfill. You must repent for your current unbelief about this matter. If you do not, your judgment will not miss you. Let he who has ears hear and tremble at this warning. And for context, so this is where the Lord's words have ended. And now I'm going to provide some context to Judah, because the Lord spoke out Judah's name specifically in this prophecy. For context, Judah is the firstborn tribe of Israel, not by birth date, but by spiritual appointment by Jacob, named Israel. When he spoke blessings and curses upon his 12 sons, Judah was made the leader of the brothers. Judah is this tribe that was sent on ships into slavery from the shores of West and Central Africa, just like the word of the Lord promised Israel, if they did not follow his statutes. You can see that in Deuteronomy 28, verse 68. And today, Judah is found in the black population of the United States and the Caribbean islands. Judah is also found in the Bantu tribes of Africa, primarily in Central West Africa and parts of Southern Africa, even parts of Eastern Africa. A part of Judah is also in Europe, as they were brought for slave labor during the colonial period. And I, Elvira, am of Judah. The Lord has always told me that he expects a double portion from Judah, because as the firstborn, Judah also received a double portion of blessings. Judah is also the house of David and the tribe out of which the Messiah, Jesus Christ, came, as he is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Judah is the tribe that the Lord will restore first before the 11 other brothers. And this is specified in the book of Zechariah, chapter 12, verse 7. Actually, I had not planned to read that, but as I am reading out this prophecy, the Lord desires for me to read it out clearly. This scripture, Zechariah 12, verse 7. So we are going to read that together. And I am going to be reading in the New King James Version. The Lord will save the tents of Judah first, so that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall not become greater than that of Judah. This is Zechariah 12, verse 7. And you can read the entire chapter of Zechariah where the process of the regathering is spoken about. The deliverance of Judah actually is Zechariah chapter 12. So, with that statement made, I was sent as a messenger to true Israel and the end times church to proclaim to his people how this process, how this process of being regathered will happen, and the earth will forever be changed after this. I've begun to publish a few prophecies. You can go to the website, thefruitfactory.co, that talks about that. You can go on under the menu. There is a tag under the menu that says the second Exodus. And I talk greatly about that in those prophecies. And more are coming. So as we are awaiting this process to begin, it is now that we must prepare ourselves. We must prepare ourselves because not everyone will see the shores of Israel. Not everyone. The Lord actually told me 5% will make it in the end, because it will be a process. It will be a journey. Similarly to how our forefathers went through a journey in the wilderness, we are going to go through our own journey. But the difference is going to be that this time is going to be very lethal, because we are going to be going through that during the end times with all of the plagues, with the different seals being unleashed upon the earth, with the bowls of the wrath of God being unleashed upon the earth, with Nephilims that will have to fight, aliens that will have to be fighting. I mean, the hunger and the drought, the beast system, the beast and his persecution. The beast will persecute us, Israel. The beast will persecute the church. So there will be a lot of contingency. There will be a lot of resistance. And so if you are not ready, if you are not grounded in the Lord, you will be swept away so quick, so fast, you will be shocked at how fast you will die. I'm telling you. Don't say that you were not warned. I'm only speaking the words that the Lord put in my mouth to speak. And right now, the Lord wants me to read the following statement that he published in the Treacherous Nation prophecy. There are two specific statements at the beginning of that prophecy that he desires for me to read out. And there is also one at the end. So I'm going to be reading that out. And he actually just brought up in my spirit another prophecy that he wants me to also read out, where he was speaking directly to Israel. So, thus says the Lord. Israel is a treacherous nation. She is a witch too. She will betray you. Here he's talking to me, okay? He spoke this to me and then he asked me to publish it. So, thus says the Lord, Israel is a treacherous nation. She is a witch too. She will betray you, but I will not allow it. She will mock you, but I will lift you up. She will try to use you to get her way and dump you, but I will be your fortress. She will want to be around you and she will act as if she is willing to help you. But don't be deceived. She is only interested in herself. She will insult you and reject you for what you would tell her. But don't worry. Just keep going and doing what you need to do. It is my real people, lovers of God, in her midst, whom you should worry about. And this is only a very small portion. All the others will die and not see the promised land. So none of what they say matters. As for my true people who love me, they will be your helpers and supporters. This is where the first statement ended, and then the second statement starts. Thus says the Lord. This is nothing new. Israel has always been this way. She has always rejected my messengers. This is her nature. But this time, I will find among her a remnant who I will take back to the land of the promise. Just like I have always said, so it shall be done. As for you, my daughter, do not lose heart. Do not be discouraged. Consider this work that you do for me and not for her. Because if you are counting on anything from this harlot of a nation, your heart will be broken. But from among you, there will be a group of people who will love me, who will be faithful to me, a very small group that I will work with and expand and grow and fructify and multiply, and the world will be in awe of my glory in you. I have given you an iron back. I have forged in you an iron neck, Elvira. Do your work and do it diligently. I am your defender. I am your protector. I put my seal on you to proclaim these words to my people, and no one and nothing will stand in the way of their fulfillment. This is the end of the second statement from the Lord in that particular prophecy. It's a very long prophecy, more than 4,000 or 5,000 words when I was writing it down. There are different Bible verses, so you should read that. Go on the blog and read it, or listen to it here on broadcasts, if you prefer that. But I always say that reading is better, just so that you can get those words inside of you. When you read, it penetrates your spirit differently. And when God is speaking, you want His words to penetrate your soul and your spirit. So my advice is always, even if it's just once a week, go on and read it from the blog itself. That is why the Lord, I know that is why the Lord made me create this newsletter called The Fruitful Report. If you can go on the website and you scroll all the way down, there is a sign-up form for The Fruitful Report. So once a week, I send you an email with a recap of all of the prophecies that were published the week before, so that you can click on them and go and read them simply. And you can never miss what the Lord is saying, because we are going to be needing these words. There is a prophecy called the 1984 manhunt, where the Lord is talking about how believers are going to be persecuted, and it is going to start very early. It is going to start in a very concealed manner, where the deaths are going to be made to look like natural deaths. Please listen. We will be assassinated, and the deaths are going to be made to look like natural deaths. This is before there is a persecution during the tribulation and so forth. This is starting any moment now. They already have a kill list of true Christians. Please go and read that prophecy, the 1984 manhunt. So I'm going to read the third statement from the Lord from this prophecy, the treacherous nation. Thus says the Lord, she will betray you. Oh, I've already read that. So I'm going to move on to the third statement the Lord desires for me to read out to you in this specific broadcast. The Lord always does this. He has these specific things that when I hit record, the Holy Spirit takes over, and I'm just going to do whatever He asks me to do. I'm here for that. It's literally what I signed up for, to be a mouthpiece. So if He wants you to listen to something, I'm going to go ahead and do it. So there is a part of the prophecy, the Great Deception, part 2, where the Lord had a statement addressed directly to Israel. And before He made me write, or He made me publish that statement, He asked me to tell about a dream that I had the morning before publishing this specific prophecy. The prophecy is called The Great Deception Part 2. It is also already recorded in broadcast. And these are things you should know, because the Lord is exposing the lies that we live in, right? So this is what the dream was. And then I'm going to be reading you this statement, because they go hand in hand. The dream was short, the dream that I had the morning before. The dream was short. I saw myself walking on a path and talking to the Lord. I was walking and talking to Him, when suddenly a group of people appeared ahead of me. It was a large crowd, and they were all screaming insults at me, being outraged and very agitated. They were throwing their hands at me, clapping their hands at me as they screamed these insults. I was very calm. I kept walking and speaking to the Lord. And then the earth suddenly opened from under them, and they all fell into that opening. The earth swallowed them and then closed back up. In a second, just like that, they were all gone. And I just continued walking and talking to the Lord on the same path, at the same pace, not stopping and not being interrupted once. So that's what the vision was that morning. And then the Lord gave scripture Joshua 12 for that specific prophecy, but it tied in with the dream that I just told you. And this is what the Lord said. Thus says the Lord, read about the land that I gave to the Israelites in Joshua 12. That land and more will be returned to the true Israelites of today. Only those who are fruitful will see the shores of that land. I have sent Elvira to be my messenger to you all to give you the information you will need to produce that good fruit. She is here for your good. For her, herself, she's already qualified, but this work is from me to you through her. Read that chapter, meditate on it, and ask yourselves the sacrifice that Moses and Joshua had to endure to be able to capture that land. If the people had not listened to my messengers in that time, they would not have conquered the land. So if you fail to recognize my voice, and if I see you hurling insults at my words that I have put in Elvira's mouth to proclaim, you will only realize it when it is too late, that you have transitioned and are standing in front of me in the afterlife to give an account. I am not saying this lightly. The time for jokes and foolishness is over. It is time for harvest now, and most of you have no fruit to show for. There is nothing you have done of significance that gives you any authority whatsoever to speak, to talk to me or my messenger. You do not have the right to talk back. And if you do, remember what will happen to you from the vision you have just heard. Those of you who are bearing fruit and who are on the field, ready to be harvested, will know my voice and recognize it. Just focus on continuing to develop your relationship with me and on bearing better and richer fruit. I am capable of removing an entire clan from the surface of the earth, a clan within Israel, not out there in the world, but within Israel, if they pollute and defile my people and disrespect my statutes. I have done it before, and I can do it again. You cannot look at people who are living sacrificial lives for your sake and despise me. And despise them. I will not allow it. Go and read the prophecy, A Treacherous Nation, on the fruit factory, my fruit factory, and you will know that I am not saying these words lightly. I will not allow your hardened and wicked hearts to defile my messenger and my prophecies. Know for a fact that everything that comes out of my mouth and is published in the fruit factory will surely come to pass. This place is for you, your good. Despise it if you want, but do not open your mouth to insult me as I speak on this platform. May he who has ears hear. So this is where the words of the Lord ended. And just for context, the Lord here is speaking about Ashan's family that was destroyed because of their unfaithfulness to God during the battles that the Israelites were having at the time so that they could possess the promised land. The entire family and clan was stoned to death. You can read more about that in Joshua 7. Or we can also talk about the fact that none of the original Israelites that had been taken out of Egypt actually made it back. It is the new generation, 40 years later, that inhabited the land. So don't try him. Don't try the Lord, especially when he's warning you like this. I always say, and I will always say, if you have an issue with what you're listening to, please go in prayer to the Lord. If you are so inclined, if you even know him, to pray to him. Because I know that those who hear his voice, those who know the Lord, know that this is him. You know, there is one of the Lord's prophets, actually the only person the Lord has ever told me, this is my prophet operating in the way that a prophet should operate. Her name is Celestial. I have immense respect for her. God bless you, Celestial, because I know the respect, the esteem that the Lord has for that woman. He's told me and he's shown me the esteem he has for her. This work is not easy. This work called prophecy is not easy. Go and read or listen to the prophecy called the litmus test. The Lord talks about the process of a true prophet. You will read it there and you will know that it is no easy task. So please, take heed of the Lord's warning. These are not my words, and I would never write something like this out of my own free will. Never, ever in my life. But when the Lord asked me to do it, I may feel a certain type of way because I'm like, Lord, you're talking about me. And he says, yes, publish it. They have to hear this. Or when he's talking to me and I want to keep those words for myself, right? He's like, don't worry. I will be your defender. These are things that you want. They are sacred to you, right? Encouragement from the Lord. Those are things that I go back and I read before going to bed. I read it to motivate myself, right? Especially when the price you're paying is so high. You know, the Lord is asking me. No, Father. Okay, I'm going to share it. He's asking me to share with you, for example, that this office has cost me my family. It has. Satan has attacked me from everywhere. It has cost me my siblings. You see those things that Matthew 24, Matthew 10, where the Lord says that somebody's enemy, man's enemy, is going to be members of their own household. Not everyone is born with parents or with siblings that are going to be like, yeah, go and champion it. Some of us are born with the opposite. But I have chosen God. I will continue to choose him. And he knows why he's put me here right now. He knows the plan he has for me. Me speaking to you here right now, this has cost me a lot. And I will continue to pay the price because I'm here for my Father. And I would have never opened my mouth to ever say this here because my closest friends don't even really know this. The extent to which it has cost me. I don't talk about it. I deal with it with the Lord. But he's asking me to broadcast this. It is very uncomfortable. That's why I just keep saying that it's uncomfortable, because it is. But he's asked me to say it, so I'm going to say it. That's obedience, better than sacrifice, right? So, there are more prophecies coming about the process, the different stages of the exodus. how people are going to lose their lives. The Lord has shown me those things, and he will keep showing me, I'm sure. But what he's worried about, what he's concerned about right now, is that preparation process. We are not ready. We are so far from ready. The men of Judah, the men of Judah, there is a problem, my brothers. Because Judah is going nowhere if the men are not the ones taking charge. The Lord has created an order in which the man is the leader. It's not a woman that is going to lead Judah in her exodus, in his exodus. Not a woman. It is not going to be women. It's going to be the men of Judah. So you need to stop listening to these charlatans that preach you practicing ancestral worship. That is witchcraft. Please stop. Men teaching you to have many wives. Sexual immorality. It is killing you. There is a real problem with the men of Judah. And Israel will not be free until Judah is free, because we just read it. The Lord said that he will free Judah first. So Judah needs to be free first. And when Judah is free, for Judah to be free first, the men need to be the ones taking charge and leading this thing. I am a messenger of God. I am not the one who is going to lead this thing forward. The men are going to do that. The Lord has a king that he's going to put on top of to take charge of this whole process. He showed me this man. I know what he looks like. There are going to be elders in Israel who are going to champion this process. There is going to be a leader that the Lord will raise up. It is actually in the Bible. It is spoken about in the Bible of this man whose throne we will come to those prophecies. We will come to them. But I just want you to know, if you're listening to this, that there is an urgency in the Lord's heart as I speak what the Lord has on his mind. What he has on his mind right now is that Israel is not ready. The church is not ready, because the church will be grafted onto Israel and we are returning together. It has always been this way. That is why the Messiah died for all of us, not only for Israel. The church is not ready. Israel is not ready. So where are we going? We are not going anywhere. My hope is that by the time I'm finished with this work, maybe those 5% would have gone up another 5%. I hope. But where it stands right now, can you imagine only 5% of us? Maybe we can be at 30%, maybe 40. I don't know what the end plan is for the Lord. He is so vast and so all-knowing and so mighty, and so, you know, you only try to keep up. So please, the fruitful report is available, a weekly report of all of the prophecies that will be published the week before. And please, if you are finding the information that the Lord is speaking here useful, please rate the podcast. It helps with the views. Please share the news. Share this proclamation to Israel with other people that you know are of Israel, with other people that you know are of the church. There is also a proclamation to the church, by the way, that I already recorded, and it is here on the blog. So, thank you for listening, and I will talk to you in the next broadcast. Goodbye.